Family First is speaking. Family First.
Hey, Ruth, how you doing? This is Newton Rogers. I just missed your call.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay, so, thank you for returning my call. Yes. So I was calling back. You spoke with Mimi before, right, about Deborah's care.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to reach out to you and, you know, explain to you how the intake process works and then hear from you, you know, what type of help she would need so we can, you know, look for a suitable match.
Okay.
So the intake process, how it works is once we find the aid, we'll just have to request the authorization from the insurance company and then we can start. So that's all. You know, it's very easy. So now about the care. So first of all, how many hours does she have a week? You know, what the schedule going to be like?
40 hours a week. From 9 to 5, from 9 to 5, I take her, well, I give her her medicine, I bathe her, do the norm stuff, but sometimes I need help, because I do drive, but at the moment, I'm here taking care of my wife, so I have help on the weekends from my daughter and son. Basically, during the week is to just help her get from her recliner to her wheelchair, help her get to the restroom in the wheelchair, get her out the wheelchair onto the toilet, let her do her business, clean her up, bring her back, you know, basic normal stuff. Nothing's heavy, no cooking, no nothing like that. Unless she gets hungry and there's some lunch to eat or something quick in there that they can just pop in the microwave. And that's not the total extent, but as far as medicine go, I usually have medicine already laid out. So she needs, she has asthma, so she needs a nebulizer treatment from time to time. If possible, I usually ask the person if they feel comfortable helping her do this. I would set it up for them if it's going to be needed that day. So not nothing too hard. Basically, they just help her get up and get to the bathroom, sit down, keep her company, talk to her, occasionally give her some water or some juice or something, and feed her sometimes. And it's nothing real big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot. What about cleaning? Do you also need help with the, you know, cleaning, the washing up, and all that?
No, well, sometimes if they prefer to help her get washed, that's fine.
No, I'm talking about the house, you know, her
or
the house.
No house duties.
No house duties?
I take care of the, none whatsoever. I do the laundry. I cook dinner and all the other good stuff. So basically, they're just here to be a companion and help her get through the day until I get back in the house.
Okay, got it.
Now, she's approximately 175, so she can stand, but she can't walk on her own. So if someone is standing in front of her, holding her hands and helping her get out her wheelchair, I mean her recliner, and guiding her to the wheelchair, she can do that. Mm-hmm. But she can't walk on her own. She just needs someone to assist her.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
And they got to be able to withstand, I mean, to hold her up, like I said, 175 pounds. So.
Okay, so I'll make a note of that. Okay, so the hours then is just from Monday through Friday, right? Because you said you have someone on the weekend?
Right.
Okay.
No, nobody on the weekend except
nobody on the weekend,
us.
Right.
Right.
Okay, not a problem. Now, I believe you prefer female, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
No.
Okay, not a problem. So we'll work on it, and then I'll call you as soon as we have any updates, as soon as we find someone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You can always call me back at this number just to check in.
All right.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.